Married by Tony Bagley.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Can we go and see the wildebeest now?
So, I'm not your father. I may look like him, but I'm not what I seem. I'm his doppelganger from a parallel universe. I know this is a lot for someone your age to take on board.
An inverted gravimetric or a temporal neomorphic universe?
What?
An inverted gravimetric or a temporal neomorphic?
I don't know, do I?
Only they're different.
Yeah. Look, anyway, your father was your father until a couple of weeks ago. Then somehow we swapped universes.
If it's a temporal neomorphic, you can move between dimensions.
I woke up here with his family, and he, I assume, is back in my universe. Without a family. I don't have one, you see, boy.
You can't move between dimensions if it's an inverted gravimetric.
Look, do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm not your father.
Sometimes if an inverted gravimetric can...
You take your son, who isn't your son, to the zoo to tell him you're not his father, and what do you get? A load of sci-fi nerdery.
Look, forget everything I've said. We'll assume for the sake of argument I am your father. It's easier.
Can we go see the wildebeest now?
Yes, yes, why not?
With her sister? You slept with her sister?
I know. I disgust myself. I'm an animal.
I ask you to seduce my wife, and you end up seducing her sister.
I got sidetracked. We had this unbelievable chemistry. I couldn't help myself. I did try with Leslie.
What sort of world is it when you can't get another man to sleep with your wife?
I never had this trouble with your mother.
My mother? You've had my mother?
You introduced us.
Oh, so it's my fault, then?
Oh, it was just a one-off thing. We had this unbelievable chemistry.
My mother? That's just gross. Dirk, is there anyone in my family you haven't slept with?
Yeah, Leslie. Her citadel will never be stormed by the dirt lust machine. I promised to seduce her, and I've let you down. You'll have to get your divorce by some other route.
Actually, I've been having second thoughts about the whole divorce thing.
Don't know what went wrong. I'm sure underneath it all, we have this unbelievable chemistry.
I panicked, you see. Everything was so different here. Even you. Here, you're what the tabloids call a love rat. But in my universe, you had the libido of garden furniture. And as for me, well, I led this monk-like existence.
That's why I find it difficult to buy this parallel universe stuff. You've got a woman laid on for you here, and what do you do? Move into the spare bedroom?
Well, it's not as if she really is my wife. I've asked her not to walk around half-naked in front of me. Wives do that when in the company of men they imagine to be their husbands, you know.
No, really?
Okay, well, what would you do? No, don't tell me. I already know.
If she thought I was her husband, how dare I disappoint her? I mean, how dare I?
So you'd pass yourself off as him in order to sate your lust?
Yep.
Bit of a grey area, morally, wouldn't you say?
Don't have a problem with moral grey areas. Didn't think you did either.
So, you reckon Leslie's, you know, got it?
Whatever it is women have, she's got it. Making the usual allowances for the ravages of age.
Well, maybe I should make the best of a bad job, in case I'm marooned permanently in this universe. That's not to say I'm giving up on trying to get back to my dimension.
Of course not.
And don't imagine for a minute I'm going to pass myself off as the other Robin.
Of course not.
I don't deny it was a shock at first, like suddenly taking over from the actor who played the original Dad. But once you've made the part your own, got used to the idea of playing Dad...
By the way, rest assured, your mum didn't let the side down. She was fantastic. In fact...
Don't want to know, Dirk. Sons are a little squeamish on the subject of their mother's performance in bed.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean?
The jobs you've taken to doing around the house.
Just making myself useful. I can't do heavy lifting, though. I've got a bad back.
You helped Maxine with homework, take Ned to the zoo. Then there were the rollerblades you brought home for them.
Didn't cost a penny from a grateful client.
But Ned and Maxine aren't your children, according to you. They were sired by the other Robin.
Hmm.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I've also decided to rescind the ban on you walking around half-naked in my presence, as well as the ban on bikes in the hallway.
Sorry, I wasn't aware there was a dress code.
I'm just saying I shouldn't have lectured you for walking around in a state of undress in my presence. It was the edict of a strutting martinet. Look, I may have said some hurtful things over the last couple of weeks. If so, I'm sorry.
You're sorry?
But only for the things I've said. So, in view of all that, do you want to give it a go? Another go, I mean?
few days ago you wanted me out of your life.
I may have given that impression.
Oh, it was a bit stronger than an impression.
I think I was suffering from a kind of amnesia.
Is this the sort of amnesia where you remember everything in perfect detail, except your family?
Let's just say this is where my life is now. This is who I am here, in this world. Look, it won't be like it was before. I'm a new man. As good as. It'll be different.
Different?
I'm different, you see. And because I'm different, I might be able to make a difference. Well, I envy you to have this opportunity to share your life with the new, improved Robin Lightfoot.
I can't just wipe the slate. Some things I can't forget.
There are some things I can't forget either.
What I'm saying is that I haven't decided whether I want to stay with you.
So, how was it for you?
Different.
Well, it's been a long time, you see.
It was different, that's all.
Oh, don't you mean more exciting?
I suppose I mean...
Not like the old Robin. Oh, I'll never be as good as him, will I? The man I was. You don't have to spare my feelings. I mean, how can I be jealous of myself?
You were more enthusiastic than before.
Enthusiastic? Mm. You mean faster?
Perhaps a bit faster.
Well, all this is a novelty for me. I realise it's not much of a novelty for you.
What?
No, what I mean is, there's no harm pretending it's a novelty. It keeps things fresh.
I suppose.
I really don't mind not being as good as I was. No, I do mind, actually. I know I shouldn't, but I do. He's still here, you see, in this bed, the Robin I was.
Look, it doesn't matter.
You see, I meant it when I said things will be different. I just didn't think they'd be different so soon.
Nor did I.
I've slept with another man's wife. I deliberately misled her to gratify desires I thought had withered on the vine. Well, not just to gratify my desires.
Hmm?
Nothing you can say can make me feel any better. I've let her down and I've let myself down. I was out of control, a hormonal juggernaut whose driver had fainted at the wheel.
What are you going on about?
I slept with my wife.
About time. You've only been married 16 years.
I succumbed to temptation, Dirk. It's all your fault. You gave me the idea of passing myself off as the other Robin. You planted the seed.
And what do you call this?
Well, you said you wanted me to design the front.
But what is it?
A nursery school.
It's for a get-well-soon card.
I used to design nursery schools in my world.
Help me out here. What's the connection between varicose veins and nursery schools?
Look, I was an architect in my universe. I can only draw buildings. I'm still on a learning curve as far as the greetings card business is concerned.
That one. I want that one. He's the one I want.
Excuse me, these are private...
Bloody hell.
How dare you? How dare you stick your tongue in my mouth like that?
Want another?
No. You've invaded my oral space. Now, look, will you please get off? I have an intense animus to people draping themselves over me. Oh, we know one another.
Yeah, you could say that.
We know one another biblically. There's another woman.
But does she know that yet? The dismal Leslie?
I imagine she has her suspicions.
You said you'd tell her, babe. Never mind. She'll find out soon enough when we move in together.
Together? You and I? Us?
What's the matter with you today?
Look, could you get off me now, please? My leg's gone to sleep.
I better know something that hasn't gone to sleep.
There aren't many men who'd rush in here for a gargle after being given a friendship by a goddess. They're probably rushing here, but not for a gargle.
It's a question of oral hygiene. You can't be too careful. How do I know what diseases you've got in this universe?
You dark horse.
You didn't know about her either?
It's an expanding list of women in your life you've forgotten. Wives, girlfriends.
No, I mean it. I've never seen her before.
Yeah, normal reaction for a married man, I suppose. Well, it's decision time. Loads of blokes get cold feet at this point in the proceedings.
It appears I've made certain promises. Where do I go from here?
Just take up where she thinks she left off. Go for it. That's what I'll do.
Do you think you could vary your advice just occasionally? I've not only betrayed Leslie by pretending to be her husband. It appears I've betrayed her by sleeping with another woman. Oh, I disgust myself. I'm an animal. A rat, in fact. A love rat.
Yeah, now you know what it feels like.
Now, what am I saying? I didn't betray Leslie. Why am I taking upon my blameless shoulders the sins of the other Robin?
Because you're pretending to be him, I suppose. It's all of him or nothing. He can't just opt into bits of his life.
I'm meeting the woman I'm moving in with for lunch, and I don't even know her name. How do I handle this, Dirk?
You can't sort out all your women problems for you.
Now, you owe me. You've had my mother.
You're on your own.
I brought you here, to a place with a piano that plays itself.
It's got a computer in it, babe.
Well, pianos shouldn't have computers in them.
We only came here because it's a hotel.
It's like an abattoir in here. All these mounted heads. Not keen on the mounted animal heads either.
You haven't asked how the shoot went.
So you shoot too? Oh, well, I'm glad you told me. I couldn't possibly share my life with someone who shoots animals for pleasure.
The photographic shoot, you prat. Here, have a look at these.
You're naked.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. I'm the Guardian's new page 5 girl. Should we go up then?
Up where?
Upstairs, of course.
I haven't... I forgot to book a room.
Sorted. I got the same room we had before.
Well, what about lunch?
Hungry only for you, babe.
We should talk about this living together thing first. I mean, well, where are we going to live?
Eh?
Just want to hear you say it again, babe, in case I'm dreaming.
In my flat, of course.
Your flat, yeah, I knew that. Your flat. And your flat in,
In London, where do you think?
So I've agreed to leave my wife and family to live in your flat.
What's going on, Robin?
Nothing. It's just an attack of constipated provincial reticence, that's all.
You weren't so reticent before. This constipation wouldn't be because millions of geezers have seen me without my clothes.
No, absolutely not. No, the more geezers, the merrier. Oh, look, what's the use? I don't know who you are.
What?
The Robin you knew. He now lives in a parallel universe. There are two Robins, you see.
Oh, no. God.
No, I didn't think you'd buy that one, Summer. Okay, then. The truth is, what's happened is... I'm suffering from amnesia. It's viral.
Oh, yeah. And what memory will come back last, I wonder? You saying you were moving in with me?
Look, it wouldn't work. Even if I did know who you were. I'm a cerebral, crusty bachelor with a wife and children, and you appear to be a young slapper sort of person.
Who are you calling a slapper?
We'd be a laughingstock. It'd be like Stephen Fry going out with a member of the EastEnders cast. I'm not handling this at all well, am I?
It's her. She's behind this.
I didn't know who Leslie was either. I woke up one morning and found this strange woman in my bed.
I don't doubt it.
I suppose I could try to get to know you, but there wouldn't be much point. I mean, you're just not my type. I'm sure millions of geezers find you very attractive, but I'm afraid I'm not one of them.
Really? Well, try this for size. The slapper's pregnant with your child.
Following the King's tragic death, there are changes to our advertised programmes. The transport quiz with Nicholas Parsons and all subsequent programmes for the evening have been cancelled. In their place, a special four-hour tribute. King Richard, the man, the moment, the monarch.
You, Prince John, King John, beg his royal pardon, could even manage to make his grandfather look adept.
What?
What a waste of space he was, Edward. Best thing he could have done was to marry that Wallis Simpson woman and abdicate. Still, it's easy to be wise after the event.
Edward? Edward the Eighth? You mean he didn't abdicate?
Oh, this is delicious. I can't remember the last time you cooked anything. I didn't think you could cook.
Oh, I'm as functional in the kitchen as I am in every other sphere of life.
A lot of people won't forgive John for the way he's treated Princess Rebecca. Did you see the headline in today's Guardian? The King is dead. Long live the Pillock Prince, Gord Elpis.
No, I never read the tabloids. All that page 5 rubbish does nothing for me. Absolutely nothing.
Didn't say it did. What gets me about the whole Prince John debate is the hypocrisy. The people who pretend they're not interested are the very people who get gripped by a royal scandal.
Well, I'm not gripped. I'm a Republican.
Well, you've changed your tune. There was a time when the royals could do no wrong in your eyes.
There was?
Who was it who rushed out and brought Rebecca, the princess, behind the mask?
I did.
I seem to remember you favourably comparing it with an Alan Bennett bonkbuster.
Surely not. Not an Alan Bennett bonkbuster.
The thing about the Stephen Fry's of this world is that they want it both ways.
Stephen Fry? What made you bring up Stephen Fry?
Stephen Fry. Author of Rebecca, the princess behind the mask.
Oh, it's just that he came up in conversation earlier with someone else.
Not that he had any proof that Prince John had a baby by another woman. I mean, where is this baby?
Prince John had a baby by another woman.
There are facts, and then there are off-the-record briefings by the friends of Princess Rebecca. I know, by the way.
Know what?
You should have told me.
Told you what?
About Dirk and my sister.
It was because he couldn't get his wicked way with you. He cruelly used her to make him forget.
Nobody uses Elaine.
You realise he said my mother too?
Why, doesn't that surprise me?
They did it in the Richard Whiteley Memorial Gardens. The man's insatiable. Dirk, I mean, not Whiteley. I want you to know I'm not like him. I promise, since meeting you, there's never been another woman.
And what about Francine?
Apart from Francine.
As long as you realise Francine was your yellow card. I've left you before, and I'll leave you again.
You left me before? You've left me before, and you were absolutely right to do so. What were you supposed to do? Francine had come on the scene and...
Francine wasn't the reason I left you.
That's right, you didn't leave me because of Francine. You left me for other reasons. But now, well, now I've learned my lesson. I'm...
Different?
Absolutely.
You do seem different, actually.
Why don't you?
I just don't, that's all.
You wanted to last night.
Well, I don't want to tonight.
It's because it's not like it used to be. It's different. Different and not as good.
Change the record.
I promise to get my speeds down. Once the novelty's worn off and I get bored with you, I'll be down to a nice stately adagio.
This isn't about your speeds. It's about... Look... You don't come near me for months, and suddenly you want it every 3 minutes. And I'm expected to adjust.
That's because I'm trying to recapture how it was for us in the beginning.
You wouldn't bother. Too much of a chore.
He wouldn't bother. The old me.
Well, it's something else. Something I can't put my finger on. It's as if...
What?
As if someone else is in bed with me.
I've already owned up to that. You didn't believe it.
You know what I mean.
Look, one of the few advantages of amnesia, viral amnesia, is that I come to tired old routines fresh, because I have no memory of them.
Oh, so flattering to be told I'm part of a tired old routine you haven't bothered to remember.
There are things you never forget, like knowing I've always preferred you to, say, a page five girl.
What an odd thing to say.
I know wives think men hanker after women like that, but even if I could choose between you and a page five girl, I'd still choose you, despite the ravages of age.
It's gone! The birthmark on your side, it's gone!
Oh, well, you know, our bodies are constantly evolving, the ravages of age.
But we're talking about a birthmark here.
I had it removed. It was a vanity thing. I got fed up with this blob on my side.
It wasn't a blob. No way could you describe it as a blob. In fact, it was very un-blob-like.
Well, I came to see it as a blob.
What are you doing? What have you got this lot out for?
Well, how do we find out who we are without plugging into the people we were?
It takes more than idly leafing through old photo albums.
We should see more of our friends.
We don't have any left.
Well, what about these two?
Richard and Judy.
Yes, Richard and Judy. Yes, Richard and Judy.
You can't have forgotten who they are.
No, it's just that there's this other Richard and Judy in another... Never mind, then. Look, maybe we should start seeing this Richard and Judy again. We all seem to be having a good time.
You broke Richard's jaw.
Inexcusable, I know, but I had my reasons.
No, you didn't. You got drunk and argued about politics and thumped him in front of the other guests. Surmising wildly, that might be why we've never been invited back.
All friendships have their ups and downs. Oh, look, it's... What a character he is. Was?
Oh...
It is.
Larry.
Yes, Larry. He's not talking to me either. Well, look, it's...
Oh, well, I can see why you can't bring yourself to say her name.
I haven't touched her.
I don't imagine you have. Not since the injunction, anyway.
I've made a bit of a mess of things, haven't I?
Yes.
This is what I meant when I said I've changed. I no longer feel I have anything in common with the man who did these things. In fact, he seems a total stranger.
Does he? Well, jury's still out on that.
That's not my real dad, you see. He may look like him, but he's not what he seems.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
My real dad's living in a parallel universe, a temporal neomorphic universe. He can't travel between inverted gravimetric universes.
You poor little bleeder.
I don't mind him being in a parallel universe. He's not dead or anything. My new dad got me these.
So, let's see if I've got this right. The dad who got you these isn't your dad, yeah?
I told you not to wear those rollerblades in the house, boy.
Okay.
And while you're at it... Oh, hello there. Thought I heard the doorbell. How nice to see you. Right, you're leaving.
Take your hands off me.
Nothing personal, but there's just a chance Leslie might smell a rat when you start making loud threats against my person.
I'm banking on it, babe.
Well, thanks for bringing round the things I asked you to bring round.
It just keeps happening, doesn't it? You not being a dad, I mean. What? The kid thinks his real father's living in a parallel universe.
Well, things have changed since I last spoke to the boy on the subject. I own up to everything now, even things I haven't done. It's quite therapeutic.
My solicitor will be pleased to hear it. He wants to discuss several months of lost earnings while I get my figure back. He also wants you to get seen by a good neurologist. He's worried about your amnesia.
He doesn't have amnesia. He's never had it. That's just a lie.
Ah. Leslie, this is Linda. Linda's his, my other woman.
You were right the first time. His other woman.
What?
You've got this Robin muddled up with the other Robin, you see, Linda. There are two of them.
What's going on?
The man you want doesn't live here anymore. If he did, you'd be welcome to him.
I'm going. Everyone in this house is barking. My lawyer will be in touch.
Nice try. Trouble is, we both have identical DNA. The man I was and the man I am.
How can that be, Robin? There must be some subtle variations, such as only one of you having a birthmark.
You can drop the act. She's gone.
She was a bit, well, tarty, don't you think? Robin, my Robin, always had appalling taste in women.
I said you can drop the act.
I know you're not my Robin. Robin, I suppose I've known ever since our first night together.
Look, I'm putting my hand up. I've been caught with my pants down. First Francine, now this Linda. Can we move swiftly on to the next stage? Retribution?
Why? You didn't sleep with her. He did.
If you're doing this to spook me, you're succeeding.
Anyway, if anyone's an adulterer, it's me. I've slept with you, and you're not my husband. You've slept with me, of course, but as you're not married, you're not an adulterer.
Look, you've had a shock.
A shock? Yes. It has been a bit of a shock. Finding out you've been living with a man you thought was your husband.
In the past, Prince John has been viewed as a remote figure, more concerned with circumnavigating the globe in his balloon than his royal duties. Now all that is set to change. The prince has already signalled his determination to be a listening monarch. His Meet the People tour begins as soon as King Richard's funeral is out of the way. New king, new monarchy, as one palace spin doctor put it. Clearly, after his much publicised rift with Princess Rebecca, first highlighted in Stephen Fry's controversial book, Prince John knows he has a lot of ground to make up.
Oh, have you seen this, Robin? His woman's in the paper.
Most days of the week, she's the Guardian's new page five girl.
She's got her clothes on this time. She's also calling herself a research assistant.
Yeah. A hostess come House of Commons research assistant, it says here. Rather undermines her credibility when it comes to proceedings against me. I somehow don't think I'll be hearing from her lawyer now.
Saved by a political scandal. I'm pleased for you, Robin. You didn't deserve to inherit the mess he created.
Okay. The game's up. I'm not your Robin.
I know you're not.
I know what you're thinking. Plan B hasn't worked, so it's back to Plan A. Well, it's back to Plan A because I can't pretend any longer.
It must have been hell for you. You told me who you were, but I didn't believe you.
It's one thing owning up to things I haven't done, but to own up to things I'd never do...
I understand.
Then there are the women. You realise he was going to leave you and move in with a parliamentary researcher?
I don't want to talk about him or his women.
The man's treated you and the kids disgracefully. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Why didn't you leave him after Francine?
I said I don't want to talk about him!
Look, could you go back to not believing me? Only you're unnerving me a tad. Well, no, quite a lot, really.
I'd rather like a career. Not as a parliamentary researcher. A proper career. I've been reading this new book, The Female Eunuch, by someone called Ken Follett. He He thinks it's time women took their destiny into their own hands.
It was published 30 years ago in my universe, but Ken followed...
By the way, it's our anniversary, in case you've forgotten.
So, how long has it been? 16 years?
Not our wedding anniversary. We're not married. We've been together a month today.
Oh, yes. Yes, that anniversary.
She actually likes it. She thinks it's great.
What?
The client. She likes the card. She thinks a nursery school on front of a Get Well Soon card is very postmodern.
I'm worried about Leslie. She's cracking up.
Just Leslie.
It's all been too much for her. She can't cope. She's in denial. But in denial about what? Me? The other Robin? His women?
Must be a last minute at your place.
I wanted her to accept I wasn't her Robin, but not like this. And now she does believe me, if she believes me. It's probably only because she's in denial about her skunk of a husband.
I might get you to recap on some of this.
Either way, pretending or for real, it's very scary.
And where were you, Robin Lightfoot? I've been waiting in that fire hotel for hours.
Not another one of his fancy women.
Felt like a lemon sitting there on my own.
I've got work to do.
Sorry, but I don't know who you are.
What?
Amnesia. No, that's not true. The truth is, the man you knew doesn't exist anymore.
Eh?
Well, he does, but in a parallel universe. I'm his opposite number from that universe. You can move between temporal neomorphic universes, you see, though not between inverted gravimetric universes. Anyway, it wouldn't work out even if I did know who you were. I'm a cerebral, crusty bachelor, and you appear to be another young slapper sort of person. It'd be like Stephen Fry going out with a member of the EastEnders cast. Have you read the new Ken Follett? You should. It'll change your life.
Looking at a man is getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
In Married by Tony Bagley, Hugh Bonneville was Robin, Josie Lawrence Leslie, and Stephen Frost was Dirk. Sue Elliot Nichols was Linda and the woman. Lewis MacLeod was Lord Reith and Edward VIII, and Sam Bradley was Ned. The producer was Claire Jones.
The engineers need a few words for level, Your Majesty.
Terrible choice. For the sake of the woman I love...
That's just fine and dandy, Your Majesty.
Look here, Reith. I don't want to put your people to a lot of trouble.
No trouble, Your Majesty.
Thing is, I don't feel too good...
Your Majesty, the nation is expecting an important constitutional announcement.
Abdicating? Well, it's a funny old business. You've got to be in the mood. To give up the throne for an American, too. Oh, I can't marry a woman called Wallis Simpson. I'll be a laughingstock. I'll abdicate tomorrow.